It's 5:18. For a lot of people, this is the highlight of their week. It says so on Twitter. It's 24 years at the tap end. The ramblings of my friend Chris and his lovely life.
It's been a great life so far. I can't complain.
You're living the dream, aren't you?
This is the reason why I'm writing this book, just because one day it will be memories, won't it?
Yeah.
This will all be someone else's dream.
Take that.
And it's just nice to have a record of it. That song's deep. I've never thought about it.
Do you want me to clap?
Yeah.
With my hands in the air.
This could be someone else's dream.
Yeah, I know the song. Okay, so what year are we going for today, Chris?
Right, what I thought is we'll go to my... And it's fairly recent, 23rd year at the tap end.
Oh, okay. We've not done that before.
No, but it's because we haven't really talked about me and you much. And obviously, you've been a big part of my life, haven't you? You've been a good mate of mine and...
Okay. Now, I haven't read this.
No. But the thing is, Scott, I've got to be... I haven't talked to your agents or anything about this.
Right.
I assume I can just talk. But I'm aware that you're a radio presenter and you do the lottery and that, and you've got an image, so... the one that doesn't speak was saying you've got to be true in this autobiography, you know?
Well, yeah.
You've got to be sort of honest, so...
Yeah. Okay, no, there's no kind of gagging orders or anything that you have to be aware of. No, I don't think so.
No injunctions?
No. Yeah, okay, well, slightly uncomfortable for me. Here is today's 24 years at the tap end. Wish me luck.
Ready?
Yes.
My 23rd year at the tap end. In my time at the tap end, I have been lucky to have had the opportunity to explore the world. From family holidays to France, a German exchange to Germany, and explorations to places such as Malia, Napa, Magaluf, Newquay, Faliraki, and Jersey. One place that stands out though, I've been very privileged in my life to have twice travelled to the beautiful holiday resort of Kavos. Admittedly, the first visit to Kavos had been a bit of a write-off. Unfortunately, due to a combination of events, three of my group became hospitalised. The hotel lost its appeal as water seeped through the floor, and Chango was lucky to avoid being arrested after making the stupid decision to swim over to a boat one night outside Club Atlantis.
Oh, I've seen that.
Yeah.
You wouldn't want to swim that.
It's actually further than you'd think.
Yeah.
It had been a fun holiday, but I came back from it more exhausted than when I had left for Kavos. But about a year ago, I got made an offer I couldn't refuse. Radio 1 DJ Scott Mills had been booked to DJ in Kavos and suggested we head over and make a bit of a lad's holiday of it.
I don't think I said that.
What do you mean?
I didn't say let's have a lad's holiday, did I?
Well, that's what we were doing. Me and you abroad to Kavos, first thing that goes into my head is lad's holiday.
Yeah, but I never said that. I don't think I did.
I think it was assumed by everyone, wasn't it?
Well, you, yeah.
I was bang on the idea. Although in the back of my mind, I knew what potentially lay ahead. Scott hadn't been
What do you mean?
Well, because I'd experienced Kavos before, you haven't.
Oh, right, yeah, I was a virgin, yeah.
Yeah, you were a virgin, and I was...
Experienced.
Experienced, professional, I was... You know, I'd been before, I knew the ropes.
Yeah, you knew the rules.
Scott hadn't been to Kavos before, so I felt it was my responsibility to ensure he lived it to the full. We weren't going to be there for long, just a couple of nights. I wanted him to get the full Kavos experience. Scott's been one of my best mates for a few years now, and we've had lots of fun times at the tap end. Not like that.
Whoa, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, sorry, I'm just reading it.
Yeah,
how I've written
that
it.
That makes it sound like we have a bath together.
No, we don't. Never done that. In fact, I might take that out of the book if that's all right.
Yeah, you can change whatever you want.
Right, forget that. Generally, we have loads of good nights out, and he's been a good mate of mine in times of trouble. But Scott's idea of a holiday didn't quite match up to my experiences of holidays in places like Magaluf and Malia. For this trip to Kavos, there was even talk about getting massages at the hotel, something I was scared of. We checked into the hotel. It was much nicer than the one I'd stayed in exactly 4 years before, but probably most hotels were. I bought myself a large beer, asked for an umbrella in it as I was on holiday,
you did.
And got settled by the pool. I was only there 2 days, so decided I didn't need suntan lotion. Massive mistake.
I did tell you that.
I was a rookie at this. Scott was already tanned and fitted in well with the other holiday goers.
That was probably from a bottle.
Scott introduced me to a game of gay... Scott introduced me to a game of...
Whoa!
Gay or European, whereby you try to work out if the guys in the pool are gay or European.
Yep, we've talked about this on the show. And that was a brilliant pool to play that game.
Although I felt a bit weird doing it, it was actually quite fun.
Yeah, there were so many candidates.
Yeah. I mean, if you explained this game before, then you look at the blokes and you decide if they're gay or European.
Yeah.
We'd never played that before, me and the boys, so this was a new one you introduced me to.
It's a good one.
Couple of hours at the pool, then Scott announced we were to have massages. I felt a sinking feeling in the pit of my stomach. I had never had a massage before.
You were properly scared.
Yeah. Scott told me not to worry. We turned up in the hut where they were to happen. Scott told me to enjoy it and went into the room next door. A woman led me in, then quickly left after telling me in broken English to get ready. I didn't have a clue what to do. I removed my clothes and stood there confused and vulnerable. The woman came back in as I stood there cupping my spuds for cover. She quickly covered her eyes and walked back out. It was all very awkward, you know.
I don't think I left you clear instructions of what to leave on.
You left me on my own with this woman who couldn't speak English. It was a disaster. Didn't want to be there as it was. You told me it'd be a treat.
Why did you take all your clothes off?
Because you told me it was a full-bodied massage.
Yeah, but
and just go with the flow, you said. So she stood there. I assume she went out.
Your pants on.
She went out to give me a bit of privacy whilst changing. And then I thought, well, what goes on now? So I just stood there cupping them. I stood by the bed as well, because I wasn't sure if you meant to be front side up or down. Sunny side up or...
So she comes in,
yeah.
You're completely naked, and she's like, and leaves. Right?
Yeah, right. Yeah, straight back out again. So I think you could hear the commotion.
Like... I could. I was fine. I was already having my massage by then.
She quickly covered her eyes and walked back out. Over the adjoining wall, Scott asked me what was going on. And shouted over that I should put my boxers back on and lie on the bed with a towel for cover. I followed the instructions, and on her return, the lady seemed happier. I struggled to understand the small woman's instructions as she pummeled my back for 45 minutes. I made noises to show her I was satisfied.
Did you? Wait, you actually did as well?
Until Scott shouted over the wall to shut up. It was my first experience of a massage, and apart from the awkward start and end, it had been a relaxing experience.
Do the noises that you were doing.
Were they satisfied? Well, because I assumed she'd think it was a rubbish job if I wasn't doing the...
He did actually do this.
You know,
Yeah. Very agreeable. Thank you.
Very nice.
So you thought before then that when people have massages... They make appreciative noises.
Well, it was to break the awkward silence.
Mm.
You weren't there. I was left on my own in a foreign country to deal with this woman. I was just like, yeah, very good. Soon after, JD came to pick us up to take us to the gig. I was hyped. I was heading back to Cavos. I mentioned I'd been there 4 years ago, and JD mentioned the trouble they had 4 years ago from someone swimming to the boats outside Club Atlantis. I kept quiet. As we turned the corner of the strip, the place was rammed. Scott looked bewildered. Instead of me and the boys marching through town, I was with Scott driving through.
It's mad when you get to that strip in Cavos. It's the same with all the resorts, because it's like country road, country road, country road, bam! And then there's just like all zombies walking towards you, towards the car, like, ooh.
It is, that's how he described it.
I might take a shovel next time, like off of Shaun of the Dead.
Zombies. Get away.
That'll
earn
you.
You're not going to drive through the strip, you see, so they all know there's someone famous in there, because everyone walks through.
Right.
And then you're rolling up in this massive car, sort of just going through. It's fun, though.
Took us a while to get through.
Yeah, ages. For me, it was like a homecoming. We got to Club Atlantis for what turned out to be one of the best gigs I've ever seen. The place was jumping, and after the gig, I took Scott to the very place that me and the boys sat round the bonfire on the beach outside. It was great to be back, this time with my mate Scott. He loved it, but wouldn't swim to the boat with me. Despite horrific sunburn for a week after, it was a banging mini lad's holiday, and I hope one day to return once more to Kavos for the third time.
Beautiful, thanks, Chris.